Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 88 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 7th, 2011, live from the Big Blue Chair. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, thank you for tuning in to episode 88. We are going to honor tonight's 88th episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio by playing what is arguably the first ever rock and roll record. You could make a case that there's no such thing as the first record. It's kind of an evolutionary thing. There's no chicken. There is no egg. But if there is one, it's probably this one. This is Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats from 1951 and Rocket 88.
You heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, baby, blow! My rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and hit a bill, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
That's Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats from 1971, but in fact, the group Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats did not exist. It was actually Ike Turner's band, the Rhythm Kings, featuring 17-year-old Raymond Hill on those saxophone solos. Jackie Brenston was another sax player in the band. He was singing the vocal on that, and that was Ike Turner on the piano. Raymond Hill, that 17-year-old sax player, was also the father of Tina Turner's first child back before T Tina married Ike, just in case you were wondering. Here's a request going out to my father. He wanted to hear Peggy Lee doing this song, best known by Tony Bennett. This is I Wanna Be Around. Miss Peggy Lee, I think I've got that reverb situation under control right now. Sorry about that. What do you want to do now? What are you interested in? I had an interesting piece of email earlier today from a fella named Dan, way up north in Quebec. And he was thoughtful and gave me a few tips for some technical issues that I had left booby-trapping him on the hinkydinky.net website, and I appreciate him helping me with that. And in the process of that, let me see if I can find what I'm looking for here. This is for him. This is Dan's request of this evening's show. This is Gene O'Quinn, also from 1951, and a song called Boogie Woogie Fever.
If the barn's on fire and burns to the ground, I couldn't stop boogieing, I just let it burn down. I got the boogie woogie fever,
red hot fever,
the boogie woogie fever,
red hot fever.
Oh, the boogie woogie fever makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Boogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie.
Boogie woogie fever,
red hot fever.
Oh, the boogie woogie fever makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Boogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie.
I couldn't stop boogieing.
waiting long enough to speak. I got the boogie woogie fever.
Red hot fever.
The boogie woogie fever.
Red hot fever.
Oh, the boogie woogie fever makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Boogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie.
Gene O'Quinn from 1951 and Boogie Woogie Fever from 1963. This is Jimmy McGriff and Fat Cakes. That's the great Jimmy McGriff from 1963 on the organ. I'm having a beer right now. I'm not having a Schlitz this week. I'm having one of my leftover Leinenkugel's Oktoberfests. That would be from last October. It's a German-style Marzen. If you're looking at the stick cam camera here, I'll hold up the bottle and get a look at what that looks like. It's really rather good. And, you know, some people don't think I should be drinking on my program, but the Lord knows I'm drinking. And back in 1973, the Lord knew Cal Smith was drinking as well.
Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass, and I see your eye falling, this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around,
and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning,
the Lord knows I'm sinning,
and sinning ain't right,
and sinning ain't right,
but me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around,
and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning,
the Lord knows I'm sinning,
and sinning ain't right,
and sinning ain't right,
but me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
That's Cal Smith from 1973 and The Lord Knows I'm Drinking from 1972. This is the magnificent Laura Lee and Love and Liberty.
The Liberty Bell rings for all the women. This day I decree freedom.
Bye.
That's Laura Lee from 1972 and Love and Liberty. And I'm holding up the album cover right now. We're going to listen to a little bit of vinyl. This is Joe Jackson from 1979 on the dual 10-inch disc version of the Look Sharp album. And this would be the title song, Look Sharp. Mr. Joe Jackson from 1979 and the title cut from the Look Sharp album. Right now, from 1969, this is Norman Greenbaum off of the Spirit in the Sky album and Junior Cadillac.
Slick back, going dancing with her favorite ride.
Hey, hey, gonna do it up.
Low rider,
low rider,
gonna steal your heart away.
Bone cruising down Boulevard, eyes peeping, looking hard.
looking for a chick with fancy taste. Hey, so you can do it up.
Low rider,
low rider, gonna steal your heart.
Norman Greenbaum from 1969 and Low Rider from the Spirit in the Sky album. You know that song. Right now, we're close enough to the top of the hour for this.
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. For it's 1, 2, 3,
Well, the Cubs are 3-3 and off today following their season opening homestand at Wrigley. While there have been quite a few bright spots, the big news is that both their number 4 and number 5 starting pitchers, Randy Wells and Andrew Cashner, who had both performed quite well, went on the disabled list on Tuesday with arm problems and aren't expected to pitch again for about a month. I guess it could be worse. The Red Sox are 0 for their first 6. Sorry, Jamie. No American League team has ever made the playoffs after an 0-5 or worse start. Only 2 teams in the history of baseball have, the 74 Pirates and the 95 Reds, each made the postseason after going 0 for 6 to start the season. No team in either league has ever lost their first 7 and made the postseason. So we'll have to see how the Red Sox do with the Yankees tomorrow. No team has ever lost their first 4 games and gone on to win the World Series. The Cubs face the Brewers in Milwaukee this weekend, beginning tomorrow night at 7:10 Central, before traveling to Houston and Denver for the remainder of their first road trip of the year. One bright spot, future Hall of Famer shortstop Starlin Castro continues to excel and was the National League Player of the Week for the first week of the 2011 season. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report.
Chicago.
Well, I've got a little splaining to do. I made a mistake in the song I played as last week's 4040, the Tin Tin. That very nice Toast and Marmalade for Tea was not the number 40 song. The format in the book I work out of changed, and That was number 36, and 38 through 40 was on the next page of the book. So we're going to have to hear a couple of tracks tonight to make up for it. Last week's 40-40 offering should have been this by Glen Campbell, his 1971 cover of this familiar golden oldie. Right now we're going to get into this week's WCFL Big Ten Music Survey number 40 song for this week in the year 1971, but I will tell you that I have one eye on the Bulls-Celtics game tonight, and the Bulls seem to be handling the Celtics quite well. They've been on another run here. It is 71-60 Chicago right now. From 1971, this is the Detroit Emeralds and Do Me Right.
Do me good, I do you no harm.
the Detroit Emeralds from 1971 with a very, very bad song. Right now, it's time for everybody's favorite Winged Warrior.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. After a hard weekend of striking terrific terror, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior returns to City Hall.
Step to the rear of the bus, please. Step to the rear of the bus.
Yeah, what is it? Does this bus go to City Hall, driver?
Yeah.
Thank you. Pardon me, madam, is this seat taken?
What does it look like?
Well, I thought perhaps you could hold the little girl on your lap.
You want to sit here?
Well, yes,
can I can you hold the kid?
All right.
Gwendolyn, get up.
Thank you.
Sit on the man's lap. I don't want to. He looks funny. Sit on the man's lap. He looks like a chicken. Never mind. Just sit. Why does he look like a chicken? How should I know why he looks like a chicken?
Chickens eat people.
Chickens don't do nothing.
You believe that?
Yeah. Then you sit on his lap. You're going to get it from me, Gwendolyn.
That's all right, madam, if the little girl doesn't...
Shut up. I'll handle this.
Right.
Sit down.
Yes.
Now you get up on his lap.
Oh, all right. Mommy?
What?
I don't like chickens.
Shut up and sit.
Well, I don't.
Chickens are nice.
Why?
They do nice things.
Like what?
Like lay eggs.
Hey, chicken?
I'm not able to do that, little girl.
Aren't you a chicken?
No, I'm not.
Aren't those feathers?
Yes, they're feathers. Don't pull the feathers, little girl. Madam, would you ask your child not to pull my feathers?
Don't you like kids?
Yes, I do. Please don't do that.
Mommy, tell him to lay an egg for me.
Lay an egg for her.
Madam, I am not able to do that. Madam, please don't pull my feathers. Little girl, don't do that.
Well, has Chicken Man at long last come face to face with the infamous chicken plucker? Can a kid that young be infamous? And mostly important of all, isn't it illegal to pluck a chicken while the bus is in motion? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
And mostly important of all, this is Bing Crosby from 1937, and let's call a heart a heart.
I don't know the art of elocution. Say I'm no good at thinking on my feet. I make no poetic contribution, even when you offer me a seat. I've thrown away expressions one by one. I'm at a loss and something must be done. When we're in a friendly situation, my conversation may not be smart. But if we're to have a perfect understanding, let's call a heart a heart. There are words that should be whispered gently. That's evidently the way to start. If I tell you what my dreams have been demanding, let's call a heart a heart. And I prove how I yearn just by the turn of a phrase. And I keep my control when all my soul is ablaze. Maybe you would call a true confession an indiscretion on someone's part. But if I'm to say how madly I adore you, let's call a heart a heart. turn of a phrase. And I keep my control when all my soul is ablaze. Maybe you would call a true confession an indiscretion on someone's part. But if I'm to say how madly I adore you, let's call a heart a heart.
Mr. Bing Crosby from 1937. And from 1968, you know, there are a lot of artists that were quite popular in one period of time. And as fashions moved on, times were less kind to them, even if they were still producing excellent work. In 1968, musical fashions weren't set up to be very kind to Gene Pitney, but that didn't stop him from recording this, which was a very good record. This is called Somewhere in the Country.
Nobody wants her, she's nobody's child. Nobody seems to care. Isn't it funny now that she needs someone? There's nobody there.
Bulls are leading the Celtics by 15 points right now, and Doc Rivers does not look like a very happy man. That was Somewhere in the Country by Gene Pitney from 1968. In 1973, Roger Daltrey of The Who released his first solo album, and the hit single from that record was a song called Giving It All Away. It was co-written by a fellow that went on to have quite a bit of success in the charts himself, a man named Leo Sayer. Leo recorded and released that album about a year later, and this is Leo's version from 1974 of Giving It All Away.
So I picked up my shoes and got up and walked away. Oh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Worked hard and failed, now all I can say is I threw it all away. Oh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Sail away. Sail away. Ooh, well, I know better now. I know better now. I'm giving it all away. Oh, yeah, I know better now. I know better now. I'm giving it all away. Too much for my nerves, well, only myself to blame. See, I was just a boy, and there was nobody else to blame. I've done all I can now, it's out of my hands. Stand on my head and say, ooh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Sail away. Yeah, sail away. Oh, I know better now. I know better now. Ain't gonna give it all away. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. I know better now. I know better now. I ain't gonna give it all away. Just a boy, giving it all away. Yeah, I was just a boy, giving it all away. See, I was just a boy, giving it all away. I was just a boy. I was just a boy. No better now. I was just a boy, giving it all away. I was just a boy. Just a boy. Just a boy.
Leo Sayer, Giving It All Away, in 1974. 1969, Neil MacArthur, who was better known as Colin Blunstone, who had been the lead vocalist with the Zombies, was out on his own and released a single, a very interesting re-recording of the Zombies' biggest hit, She's Not There, the B-side of which, and by the way, I've played that record on the show before, the B-side of that recording of She's Not There was this song called World of Glass.
I sit here at my window. I see life as I'd like it to be. But it don't see me, so were just top class, but they weren't, 'cause her world was made of glass. In a bus, in a plane, in a car, in a train, or in our homes, it's really just the same. We're always looking out with a puzzled kind of grin, but perhaps we'd all do better looking in. So next time you go to your window, don't just sit there, just open it wide. Put your head outside, but then you won't be just sitting. Folks won't call it quitting, hoping that the bad times will all pass, but they will, for your world's not made of glass.
Pretty sure we already heard that. Don't know exactly how I managed that trick. That was Colin Blunstone under the name Neil MacArthur from 1969, and the B-side to the Neil MacArthur recording of She's Not There, World of Glass. Right now we're going to play something else that harkens back to something we played not long ago on the show. Several weeks back I played the long version, the album cut, parts one and two, of the Isley Brothers' That Lady from 1973 or 4. I can't remember off the top of my head. That's familiar to a lot of people. It was actually a remake of a song of their own that they released in 1964 called Who's That Lady? The titles are often mixed up. Who's That Lady did not chart. It was recycled and restyled for the 70s, but this is the 1964 recording of Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers.
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
Beautiful. Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
That real, real, real fine lady.
A beautiful lady.
I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I didn't get a chance.
I didn't get a chance.
To ask her to dance.
To ask her to dance.
It was love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
I just saw her tonight.
You saw her tonight.
And I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I like the way she danced in the dark and disappeared in the night. And oh, she stole my heart. It was love at first sight. Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
That beautiful lady.
The beautiful lady.
Who's that lady? Gotta meet that lady.
Who's that
and I
lady?
Wish somebody would introduce her to me.
Who's that lady?
Earlier in the program, I spoke about how the late 60s musical styles weren't very kind to artists from, half a generation or so earlier when we played the Gene Pitney track. We've already heard one Roy Orbison song tonight. It was the cover by Glenn Campbell of Dream Baby. But we're going to hear Roy from 1968, another really excellent song that just wasn't tuned into the gestalt of the time whatsoever. From 1968, this is Roy Orbison wrapping things up on Hinky Dinky Time Radio tonight with Walk On.
Walk on. If we should meet, walk on. On down the street, walk on. Don't even look. Walk on. Close up the book. We don't want the world to see us like we are. We should never.
There's a man that knew what a crescendo was all about, and that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll join me again next week. I've got lots of things planned. I really don't. I just like saying that. There will be a rebroadcast as soon as I can get it queued up. Until then, good night and good luck. Oh, darn, it's going to do it again. We can do this.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too.
trouble me by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you?